river pilot. From the steady passage of an anonymous ship, the wake is dispatched like a messenger to the shores of Astoria. Subdued and silent, the wake delivers its signal. The ship is ready. A practice drill unfolds with this ship, as with the one before it and the one to follow. An intrepid pilot boat spirits a river pilot through the successive walls of rain and against the concussions of the Columbia River's agitated waves. The ship slows for the anticipated rendezvous. A determined climb up the steel ladder, and the pilot is secure, while another pilot, fresh from threading the ship through the labyrinth of the sand convulsing in the river's mouth, climbs down the salt-pocked ladder onto the deck of the obliging pilot boat. The captain speeds the pilot to shore, and the pilot waits for the next passage of a ship. It is a small drama, a fleeting glimpse of the one later in the night and tomorrow. You imagine what the pilot thinks about in the driving rain, in the middle of the night, in below freezing weather, when he finds himself climbing a ladder suspended above ferocious waters that would surely drag him into the abyss should he miss a rung or catch a sudden gust of wind. If he had taken the draftsman job, he would be home now, sitting by the fireplace, cradling his daughter, and reading out loud about a goose or a captive princess or a bunch of bears that left their house unlocked. But then again, he wonders, how often do you get to take a river for a lover? Safely aboard the ship, the river pilot resumes speed and plies the gray, gifting waters of the Columbia, praying to slip through to his destination unmolested.